The United States called Russia's invasion of Ukraine a strategic failure at the UN Security Council, with officials warning that the war has reached its deadliest point in 4 years. Washington specifically urged Iran and Cuba to stop backing Moscow, highlighting how this conflict has created global alliance structures that extend far beyond Europe.
The economic dimensions of this conflict continue to ripple through global markets. When UN officials describe this as the deadliest phase of the war, that implies increasing military spending, more infrastructure destruction, and greater refugee displacement, all of which have fiscal implications for both the warring parties and supporting nations.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed responsibility for a drone strike on the U.S. Fifth Fleet in Bahrain, though details remain limited. If accurate, this represents a direct attack on American military assets in the Persian Gulf, which would constitute a significant escalation in regional tensions.
The timing is particularly significant given Vice President Vance's comments describing an emerging Iran deal as a home run for the United States, while Trump predicts total victory over Iran within 2 weeks. These statements suggest either ongoing diplomatic negotiations or military preparations that haven't been publicly disclosed.
Armenia's election results are creating their own diplomatic complications. Prime Minister Pashinyan won re-election, but the Kremlin is withholding congratulations, which signals Russia's displeasure with Armenia's increasingly Western orientation and reduced dependence on Russian security guarantees.
Armenia's strategic position makes this particularly important. The country sits at the intersection of Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, controlling key transportation and energy corridors. Russian influence in Armenia has been a cornerstone of Moscow's regional strategy, so any erosion of that influence has broader geopolitical implications.
The World Cup economic promises are facing scrutiny just days before kickoff, with FIFA and the WTO projecting $80 billion in gross output, but hotel bookings and independent economists suggesting the windfall may fall short of projections.
Major sporting events often overpromise economic benefits while underestimating infrastructure costs and displacement effects. When independent economists question FIFA projections, it usually means the multiplier effects and tourist spending assumptions are unrealistic.
These events create interesting case studies in economic forecasting and political economy. Host countries invest billions in infrastructure and security based on projected tourism and media revenues, but the actual returns often fall short because much of the spending substitutes for economic activity that would have occurred anyway.
The broader pattern across these international stories is that traditional alliance structures and diplomatic norms are under increasing stress. When Iran attacks U.S. military assets, when Russia withholds routine diplomatic courtesies, and when international organizations make economic projections that independent analysts question, it suggests that multilateral cooperation is becoming more difficult to maintain.
The combination of active military conflicts, regional proxy struggles, and economic competition is creating a more fragmented international system where bilateral relationships matter more than multilateral institutions. Countries are increasingly choosing sides rather than trying to maintain neutrality or balance competing interests.
This has direct implications for American business and economic policy. When international law and institutional arrangements become less reliable, companies face higher political risks for overseas investments, while governments need to maintain larger military and diplomatic capabilities to protect economic interests.
The Afghanistan-Pakistan strikes we discussed earlier fit into this broader pattern of deteriorating international stability. When negotiated ceasefires collapse and cross-border military actions resume, it indicates that the international system's conflict resolution mechanisms are becoming less effective.